got a girl. How you want me when you got a girl? Feeling is reckless, of knowing it's selfish, knowing I'm desperate, getting on in and left, falling all over love. I do it till it's last. Hanging out too bad.
And find how far to go.
Everybody got their reason, everybody got their way. We're just catching and releasing what builds up throughout the day. It gets into your body and it flows right through your blood. We can tell each other secrets and remember how to love. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum.
Terrified to be slowly dying, also clarified. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Good morning, 11:03. Welcome to Visiting Hours in the Detox Mansion. And we got to say happy Passover to everybody. And also a very happy Easter. Well, maybe not. Oh, here we go. And we're still having audio problems. What's going on here? Aux one. All right. Give me a second here. Give me just a second to figure out what the heck is going on. And hold on. Hello and welcome back to, it's 11:05 now on WMFO. And once again, I say happy Easter.
What's the fuss? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the fuss? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know? Don't you mind about the future? Don't you try to think ahead. Save tomorrow for tomorrow. Think about today instead. Oh yeah. Oh, I could give you facts and figures. Yeah, I could give you plans and hopes. Even tell you where I'm going.
When do we ride to Jerusalem? When do we ride to Jerusalem?
Why should you want to know?
doesn't fit in well with what you teach and say. It doesn't help us if you're inconsistent. They only need a small excuse to put us all away.
Who are you to criticize her? Who are you to despise her? You can be so shallow, thick and slow. There is not a man among you who knows or cares if I come or go.
WMFO. That is the Patti Smith Group from Easter. It's this is like all I know about Easter music. So, Because the Night, she co-wrote it with Bruce Springsteen, of course, and from Jesus Christ Superstar. You know, I almost decided to play the whole damn Jesus Christ Superstar album, but nah. We heard What's the Buzz and Strange Thing Mystifying. Let's today's going to be kind of a strange show because I couldn't come up with like a theme. You know, I couldn't think of Easter, you know, as a theme. Because I'm just not into it that much. But anyway, it's going to be kind of a bluesy hour. First hour, anyway. This is Papa Chubby, the Sweet Goddess of Love and Beer, 91.5 WMFO.
I said, baby, baby, you know I want you to know how much I love you. Just to be with you, just to get near, you're my sweet goddess of love. And be here, yeah, one, two, a one, two. Say yeah! In the name of this song, it's Sweet Goddess of Love and Beer. Will you help us sing it one time? Say yeah! Then here we go, repeat right after me. Now take it way down, fellas. Sweet Goddess of Love and Beer. Come on now.
Sweet Goddess of Love and Beer.
Now hold on now. You gotta do better than that. I wanna hear everybody from the front to the back, from the right to the left. Are you ready? Say yeah. I said, sweet goddess of love, beer. Give it to me.
Sweet goddess of love,
beer. Now hold on now. That's a little bit better, folks. But I wanna rock the roof right here in Saratoga. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Then let's try it one more time. Here we go. I said, sweet goddess of love and beer. Come on now. Yeah! You sound so good. Can I play my guitar for you one more time? Then hold on, fellas.
Right. Attacking. gonna work myself to death.
You Worry Me. 91.5 WMFO, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. It's new music. It's been out for a while now, but still quite popular with the kiddies. Tearing at the Seams is Nathaniel Rateliff's latest album. Before that, we heard Robin Trower from The Bridge of Sighs. We heard Day of the Eagle. Alabama Shakes, Don't Want to Fight, from their Sound and Color album. Can you believe that's already 3 years old? That came out in 2015. Sweet Goddess of Love and Beer from Papa Chubby. And Hit the High Hard One. That song is 22 years old now. Came out in 1996. Good morning, 11:35. You've joined us in the Detox Mansion today, and I'm very glad to have you here. Happy Easter, happy Passover, happy birthday, Dwayne Ingles Glasscock, for one. Everybody, gotta pay your dues to the 17-year-old. I think he turned 17 this year. Is that right? Maybe somebody else knows better than me. But anyway, Easter is turning out to be one heck of a nice day, and enjoy it. It is sunny, you know, it's partly cloudy, but sunny. Windy too, though. The wind isn't too bad. It's not like a wicked cold wind. It's just a mid-50s wind. Mid to upper 50s is what we got today. Increasing clouds overnight tonight, low around 30. And then, I hate to say this, this is not an April Fool's joke. Tomorrow, we are looking at snow in the morning, accumulating an inch or so. And then the temperature is going to go up to about 43 degrees, so not too much to worry about. Currently on the campus of Tufts University, it is 56 degrees. Oops, wait a minute. Stop that. I'm having a tough
Girl
day today. Here we go.
3 hours a day.
Let's try this again.
We're giving social media a makeover.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
Okay, a lot of talk about Roseanne this week. 23 million people tuned in to see Roseanne. 18 million when it first aired, and then there were about 5 million watched since then on whatever platform they watch it on. And there's been a lot of discussion. Now, Roseanne has become quite nutty. I mean, she's always been kind of off the wall. Nothing wrong with that in particular, but a lot of what she says is pretty hateful now. But her show, it seems to me that it, you know, the characters all give their own opinions on life in general, the politics, that, you know, everything today is about politics. And Roseanne and her sister Jackie, of course, are fighting tooth and nail about you know, Hillary Clinton and, you know, the number 45 here. And and Roseanne supporting Donald Trump just blows my mind, but there it is. And there's a lot of debate as to whether should I not watch the show, because Roseanne is supposed to say, I mean, she just absolutely attacked David Hogg, the Parkland school shooting survivor, that's doing such a great job rallying young people to become political. And I believe it's a well-written, well-performed show. But I kind of feel guilty watching it. It's, you know, I just hate to support somebody who thinks so in that way, anyway, because I'm part of the resistance. But it just reminds us that we need a dialogue, right? Okay, here's Chicago.
About the way that things are going.
No, I never ever think of
One
91.5 WMFO. And that is Moon Taxi, band out of Nashville, Tennessee. I can't say I don't play any Nash Vegas music there. Moon Taxi, great band. Daybreaker is their album, just came out. It's brand new. Well, it's not brand new. It came out in 2017, actually. And we're getting quite a ways into 2018, so it's... But it's a great record. Before that, Bruce Springsteen from Darkness on the Edge of Town. That was The Promised Land. Before that, Ironbound, Bill Chinnick, the late, great Bill Chinnick from Portland, Maine. Actually, he's originally from Asbury Park, New Jersey, but he moved to Maine because he sounded too much like Bruce Springsteen.